Okay, hopefully you like that. Now, this song coming up, actually, I like to imagine a scenario lately. Thank you to Big Fatty for featuring the Howdy Doody Pancakes so prominently on the horrifying program that you can listen to on the toilet, apparently. But be that neither here nor there, the very kind fat one. Anyway, this song kind of makes me think the child, I think, sort of is Hat M and Santa sort of is Big Fatty in a way. But you can think of it as, you know, your own generic child or maybe your own self. But I think the child comes around a little bit more than Hat M would.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Horrifying program.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1133 of the BFO for Thursday, the 31st of May 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the trip to Florida. Plus, we've got voice letters and an update on Pride 48. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem. Areas, Fatty, you took that from the song. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all can't believe, cannot believe it is the last day of May. Shalimalakay, a Big Fatty. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable that this month is 5 months over. This year is 5 months over. Y'all, I gotta tell you, I am here at the Parliament House in Orlando, and y'all, you can hear people walking by, and you know, so if you hear strange voices, they're not in the room with Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, but y'all, they are hitting me up on the dating sites already. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got a few already lined up. Well, I don't know about lined up, but anyway, y'all, it was a. It was a very uneventful trip down. I did send one message on the Twitty. I took a picture at the Florida welcome station, and I said grapefruit or orange, because y'all, that's what they say to you when you go to the Florida welcome center. And didn't have anything to report. The only strange thing I saw was outside of Sawana. I saw a man walking down the side of the interstate highway, and he was pushing a shopping cart. And I don't know where he was shopping or what he was shopping for, but I hope he had a coupon. Bah, Fatty, you're silly. And I didn't see any really good deals on the gasoline on the way down here, but y'all, evidently, Charleston's got a real good deal on the gasoline, according to Eric out there in the Bakersfield, California, y'all, he says he is paying $4.20 a gallon for regular unleaded gas. Dear gussie. Eric, I feel for you. I just feel for you. And y'all, he is in the Bakersfield. So y'all, don't go to Bakersfield to get a good deal on gasoline. That's all I got to say. No, Big Fatty, there are no good deals there. But Eric is there, and that's a good deal. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was a little discombobulated the last time I was looking at the list of who's coming to Vegas for the Pride 48. Y'all, I think I may have missed Michael Perry from up there in the Squamish, B.C. You know, that's part of Mexico. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Michael was at Pride 48 last year, and he is coming again this year. And somebody else who was there last year and who is returning again this year, I just found out this afternoon. Y'all, that is a chicken sandwich. Yes, McFreddy, it was lovely. And y'all, it's that John Ong, the new citizen of the USA, John Ong. He will be out there, and y'all joining him again this year will be DaBelle. DaBelle will be there. Y'all, everybody was just lovely, because I had met John Ong. In fact, I met John Ong at a G'day's. We were at the Queen's Tea, I believe, that I met John Ong and the first time. And y'all, he's just a lovely young man. And y'all, last year at Pride 48, that's when we all met DaBelle. And y'all, she's just a delight. Just a delight. But John's going to be out there. And y'all, two more reasons. I think we're up to 31 people on the list now. And now, y'all remember, this coming Monday night should be State of the Station, but it is being delayed a week until June the 11th. Mark it down. Got it, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Larry H. Vader, I'm a little under the weather. I apologize. I've been, you know, just held up ill on vacation in my hotel room. Anyway, you are certainly fat and enormous. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here at the All-Star Sports. You know, I checked in on Sunday, and I let them know that you were coming, and they said, ha, so he thinks. So anyway, you may want to, you know, just let them know you're arriving. Don't forget to pack your own toilet tissue, because I'm telling you, it's not going to cut it for you. And also, I just wanted to tell all your listeners that are listening, that are coming to the G'days here in the Florida, that they are invited to the Vodka Fest, pending my approval. But I'm sure they're fabulous, so they'll all get approved, at my single-wide trailer on Saturday afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. in the evening. So anyway, you're fat, and we'll see you on Thursday at the buffet. Okay now, bye-bye.
Okay, well, y'all, that is...
Stop this.
Oh, dear, gosh, he sounded like Big Fatty there. Y'all, old Vader's been here in Orlando since Sunday. And y'all, he's over there at the All-Star Sports, shatting it up. Evidently, he has had explosive diarrhea. And y'all, I read in the newspaper that a hazmat team had to be called in. Y'all, I thought it was preemptive before Big Fatty got there. But evidently, old Vader's been just blowing it out. Just blowing it out. And y'all, that's correct. Vodka Fest is this Saturday. 4 to 7 p.m. at the Fort Wilderness Campground. And y'all, if you're in the area, and by in the area, I mean Big Fatty, we know what you mean, and we know what we hope you don't mean. Anyway, if you're in the area and would like to attend Vodka Fest, send Big Fatty an e-letter. And we'll get you the information. I know that there's some of the BF peeps, some of the peeps, that are down here in the Orlando, and we'd love for you to stop by and just get shit-faced with the rap. Y'all, Old Veda, he's been down here. Y'all, evidently that Burl, that Hurricane Burl, really dumped some big credit. We don't need to hear about dumping rain here in the Orlando. Y'all, I didn't have any rain. It was beautiful sunny day for Big Fatty's trip all the way down. Not even a drop of rain as I was poking the escape, packing the escape. Y'all, one thing I did forget to tell you, on the way down, there's something I ran into that I hadn't seen in years, and y'all, stopped in the Daytona Beach, and y'all, they had a different price for gasoline, for petroleum, for cash or credit. Y'all, I thought that had all gone away, years ago, but, you know, I guess welcome back to, 1980. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Welcome back, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, when I got this next call, it just made me happy as a little schoolgirl. And y'all, I'm going to give you a little hint who it is before I play the message. Big Freddy, do it!
Big Fatty, it's Kylan Hoy. As a vegan, this is going to sound absurd, but I'd like to say praise bacon. Praise bacon. Thanks for testifying. More testifying about your new healthy lifestyle change. Sounds like it's working great for you. And it's great that you're sharing it with others. You're not pushing your agenda. You're just sharing what works for you. So, all power to you. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, to hear Kyle in Hawaii say, I love you, Big Freddy. Oh, Big Freddy. Y'all, it makes my pineapple spin. Anyway, Kyle, thank you so much for taking the time to call. That's just lovely. And y'all, if you don't know Kyle in the Hawaii, y'all, he does just a yeoman's job of staying in touch with the little shows. And y'all, sometimes he lurks a little bit, but y'all, you're allowed to lurk. But Kyle, thank you again for that. And you know, and thank you also for the kind words about recognizing Big Fatty. I'm not trying to push my agenda or my diet or my way of eating on anybody else, y'all. It's something that it ain't gonna work until you decide it's gonna work. So y'all, that's basically what it comes down to. I'm just giving you little ideas on what helped make it work for Big Fatty, because y'all, it wasn't any easier for me. I can assure you, it was no easier for me. That is absolutely the case. But Kyle, thank you so much for calling, and Big Fatty, shut up and play the music.
Pineapple Princess, I love you. You're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Brian in Danbury. This is my second attempt at this, since the first one didn't go through successfully. But so I called you yesterday and was going to ask you three questions, or have three kind of comments, but rather. You were talking about the senior citizen thing, and I wanted to tell you my little story about I was visiting my folks down in North Carolina about a year ago. We went out to the Pizza Inn. Don't know if you have any of that in the Chucktown. It's a buffet kind of pizza place, and they have a dessert, and which is the dessert, the pizza, when you're done. And anyway, so we went after the meal was done. They brought us our check, and I went to go pay it at the little day cashier stand, and I'm giving the little girl my card, and because I'm trying to be the good son and pay for my parents' dinner. My mother comes storming over, and she stomps her hand on the counter and says, don't forget my 5% senior on the discount. I'm like, you're only 60. I don't care. It's 5%. You know, these old people, they get so crotchety about their discounts and their free coffees and their blue plate specials and their blue hair and everything else. So, yeah. question number two.
Yeah, actually, it's question number one, since that was a story number one. This would be question number one. But if we're going to have a question, we got to have a little Axe Big Fatty. Axe Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our question on Axe Big Fatty today comes from none other than one of the Danberries. It's Brian in Danbury.
How does potatoes fit into your diet? Are you ignoring them? Are you limiting them and you're doing the paleo thing? Your eating adjustment. Oh, crap. What the hell was my third question? I don't remember. But I guess I'll have to call back. And you're fat.
Bye, Brian. Brian brings up a very good question. Potatoes. Taters. Brian, to be quite honest, and I was sitting here thinking while you were asking the question, trying to get it out anyway. Y'all, he was just stammering on that question. But, Brian, I don't think I've had any potatoes since I started this in February. And quite frankly, I really don't miss them. And I know there are some of you that are just going, Big Freddy, I could never do this. Oh, my potato. Well, that's how I was about my bread, y'all. They don't fit into it. Of course, you know, the thing is, you can eat anything you want. You just have to do it all in moderation. You just can't do it every day or, you know, every other day or anything like that. You just got to watch it constantly because, y'all, I mean, that's how life is. You got to eat to live rather than living to eat. Big Fatty words of wisdom.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Danbury again. I remembered my third thing. This is about your eating adjustment thing, too. For those of us that are more techie and you listen to other podcasts from the Twit Network, Leo and Steve the Gibson, who does another really, really, really geeky thing, they did a podcast. They did a two-part podcast about how called the Sugar Hill, and Steve goes into details about changing his diet and about the paleo, the diet, and everything else. So it's interesting to see other people on the same bandwagon, and I think overall it's a good thing that many of us are pursuing adjusting our diet so we can be healthier and maybe fit into those skimpy little Speedos for the summer. Anyway, you're still too fat to, you know, to fit into those Speedos, but maybe you can get some board shorts on. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Brian, thank you so much for calling back. Big Fatty isn't going to get into any kind of Speedo. No, Big Fatty, no one deserves that. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, I want to send out good wishes today. To those who are traveling to the Orlando for the good days. Oh, dear Gussie. I know Digger and T Wiggles are coming, and I believe Stevie B and Warren are coming, and the Dr. E Pluribus Stone is traveling today. I'm picking him up at the Aeropuerto, which of course is Aeropuerto. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. It's Mexican for Aeropuerto. Also, want to send out good wishes to Caba, who I'm referring to as the rubber band man, who is having his surgery today. And anyways, thank you. Good luck to that. Good luck to you, Caba. And Calvin, is there anything you'd like to say about today's little show?
Horrifying program.
Oh, well, thank you, I guess.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.